573-775-7926 or enviroshapes@gmail.com. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth, and we are moving quickly toward Christmas, first day of winter 2021, right at the point between the fall and the winter, and we're moving into, I hate to tell you this, yes, we're moving into a holy day or a holiday. Now, I don't know, many believe that Christ was born on the 25th of December, but realistically, he was conceived right at this time of year, the 24th, 25th, right in this area. He was conceived. He was actually born in late September. He was born in a manger, and the lambs were out in the field, and the manger was empty, and that's where he was born. For those that want to know the truth, again, right at this time of year, Christ was conceived, not born. Born in late September. And as we are going into the holiday, we will talk about what is happening in Europe. And the conflict taking place in Ukraine, what is happening between Russia with Vladimir Putin, the NATO nations, European nations, with America, the government, this government is pushing for world hegemony. To bring about world hegemony, they have to destroy Russia, provoke Russia into a conflict. And out of the yesterday's whatdoesitmean.com, there was a ultimatum basically by Joe Biden, and how would I phrase it? I guess I'll go this direction. Today, Putin warned that the United States can't be trusted and is not going to trust the United States. This morning, he delivered a speech, and he stated that his senior military officers warned that he no longer viewed the West as a dependable partner, and saying that the United States can no longer be trusted. He continued to say that you and I both know very well, under various pretexts, including the purpose of ensuring their own security, that they act thousands of kilometers away from their natural territory, when international law and the United Nations Charter, therefore, they declare it all obsolete and unnecessary. Declaring also, as I have already noted, in the event of a continuation of the obvious aggressive line of our Western colleagues, we will take adequate retaliatory military technical measures and react toughly to unfriendly steps. And I want to emphasize, we have every right to do so. We have every right to take action designed to ensure the security and sovereignty of Russia. Vladimir Putin is not going to be pushed. He's not going to be taunted into conflict, but he will respond. Is there going to be war in the Middle East? Yes, in the Middle East too. But we're talking about in Ukraine, Western Russia. Is there going to be war? There is going to be some kind of conflict. It's going to be pushed by the United States. It's going to be pushed by the EU, pushed by NATO. There will be some conflict. But the great conflict, again, as I've stated in the previous programs, will be in the Middle East. That's coming, not right now. Now, out of an article out of ZeroHedge.com, as I have stated in the past, concerning PNAC, Project for a New American Century, it was a document that was written talking about the America having an opportunity to control the nations of the world. We had that opportunity starting in about 1990 after Russia was basically destroyed economically, could not spend vast amounts of her gross national product on military weapons. She was destroyed economically. I've talked about that last week. But since then, Vladimir Putin has brought Russia back from the brink of total destruction for prophecies that Russia has to fulfill in the future. So, just here on the 17th of this month, this is out of Zero Hedge. This came out of 2 days ago. The Russia has proposed a peace settlement with the Western nations, America, NATO, European nations, but they know they're going to reject Russia's proposal. And this was by Eric Zwessi, I guess it's pronounced. On the 17th of December, Russia presented America with a proposed peace settlement that would empower the United Nations, that would empower the United Nations to not only nominally, but in reality, be the one and only body that can create national or international laws. This is what Russia proposed, that the UN would be the one and only body that can create national laws. The proposed treaty would obliterate America's effort to replace the United Nations by America's never-defined rules-based international order. I've stated, America is going to be the center of the new world order. Now we're seeing it in the black and the white. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes, 1360 KHNC, Top AM Radio.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction.
And as we go into this article, I'm also going to talk about, because of the push by the United States to provoke Russia into conflict and to push the Ukraine and NATO into conflict, here's what happened yesterday. So in full support of Russia, out of yesterday's whatdoesitmean.com, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, he warned the United States yesterday morning, if there is a confrontation, then China will not fear it and will fight to the finish. So China is making it very clear. If there is this provocation, if it goes anywhere, China is going to respond there in Eastern Europe. Also, if the United States doesn't stop sending military advisors to Taiwan, China is going to respond. They're not going to back down. Taiwan really, in a sense, doesn't have a chance. If the United States should decide to bail on any of the Asian nations, they are in trouble. Well, right after that, then you have the German defense minister, Christine Lambrecht, she declares that Russia has no right to tell NATO what to do. And then after that, it was followed by Russia expelling two German diplomats. Well, then if that's not enough, then it sees Norwegian Foreign Minister Anniken Huitfeldt calling Russia's non-negotiable proposal to avoid war completely unrealistic. In knowing how close war is, then High Representative Josep Borrell for the European Union Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, he demands Russia's foreign ministry this Friday released a draft proposal on security guarantees between Russia and the United States as well as to European members of NATO. It is clear that the EU must be an integral part of such discussions. Then, demanding, this comes from this High Representative Borrell, who in speaking for the European Union, he tells Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov to stay out of our Africa. Oh my gosh, stay out of our Africa? Well, what's happening in Africa? I talked about last week, the United States moving into trying to overthrow the Ethiopian government. Because you see, Ethiopia, they want to own North Africa. Why? Because of China, one reason. China is moving creepingly, financially in every way, moving into Kenya, Ethiopia. And now they're telling Russia to stay out of Africa. Well, remember one of the prophecies with Russia is when Russia attacks Israel with Iran and the Ukraine, probably Germany, Turkey, another nation that will attack with Russia will be Ethiopia and Libya. Well, I'm basically saying that Russia is also involved in Africa. Excuse me. So now, then, guess what next? Stay out of our Africa. In regards to Britain, as war looms, yesterday it saw Prime Minister Boris Johnson being warned of a no-confidence vote to throw him out of power if he keeps enacting lunatic COVID restrictions. They're pushing these restrictions. Then, on top of that, and I know this is going to knock you down here, and knowing how grave this war crisis is, it saw French Defense Minister Florence Parly, the Prime Minister Florence Parly, declaring, "We do not want to return to the Cold War with Russia. The side should stay calm." Well, after this call for calm, French President Emmanuel Macron came under withering media attacks that accuses his wife, Brigitte Macron, of hiding the truth that she was born as a man named John Michael Trogneux. So it's all coming out. Emmanuel Macron has a male for a wife. Now I know that, again, the conspiracy crazies are going to go nuts. They're crazy already, but now they're going to go nuts. Now this is out of Russia Today. And the best information comes out of foreign press. I have another article, if I get to it. It comes out of Asia, India. Others will come out of actually South America. But this one comes out of Russian intelligence. It was Russian intelligence that brought out the information that Adolf Hitler, using artificial insemination, impregnated Eva von Braun's sister Greta, having a child, and the little child is Adolf Hitler's daughter, and that would be Angela Merkel. Well, then you have Emmanuel Macron, and that was out of Russia. Now, out of Russia comes this: Emmanuel Macron's wife has found herself under a barrage of online claims, and she's only like 20, 25 years older than Emmanuel. She was his teacher. He was his teacher. Could this be? Could this possibly be? She is transgender, born a male. When the media pointing the finger at far-right conspiracy theorists begins, has already begun. Online rumor has it that the French First Lady was born a man, and his real name was Jean-Michel Trogneux, while her official biography states she was given the name Brigitte Marie Claude Trogneux and was born a female. Could this be pointing to someone here at home? As proof of the claim, social media users cite, among other things, the scarcity of Brigitte Macron's photos in her youth that have been made public, as well as his alleged tendency to hide her neck, because other people that are men posing as women have massive necks. A key name in the story is journalist Natasha Ray. I like that name, Natasha. Boris, darling. And Ray said that she had managed to produce documents confirming that the First Lady had been born male, and that this evidence was in a sealed envelope in the care of an attorney, adding that she would make it public if and when sweeping COVID vaccine mandates were introduced in France. So now the government blackmails the nation, the citizens of the nation. Well, now you have a woman who, if they continue with these vaccine mandates, she's going to reveal this is going to come out. This letter is going to be made public. So now, she is 68 years old. She's a 68-year-old first lady. With users trying to add claims that her name at birth was Jean Michael Trogneau. So they're already trying to poo-poo it. Let's just keep watching what happens. See what happens. Also, now there's investigation. People are looking into claims that our old friend from last week in New Zealand, that Jacinda Ardern, New Zealand's prime minister, is also transgender. So could it be transgender wife in France and in New Zealand? Just when you thought it's going to get bizarre. So you have all this hubbub taking place all over the world. What did the Lord Jesus say? That everything at the end of the world is going to be made exposed, revealed, brought out into the open, can't be hidden. So now we're going to go back to why Russia is going to reject this peace settlement. Okay. Now, the proposed treaty, which America is not going to agree to, would obliterate America's effort to replace the United Nations by America's never-defined rules-based international order, which was first proposed by a neoliberal, neoconservative Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd in 2008, just at the beginning of the Obama administration, and never ever defined by anyone because it implicitly would replace international laws from the United Nations by the edicts of the United States government. And my side note is PNAC, Project for a New American Century, America's empire as an empire, America's world hegemony. This is the way we have been moving. It is now in the black and the white. I have been speaking about this since 2005. And now, little by little, the truth is coming out. Now, it would be replaced by the edicts of a U.S. government, which nobody outside of the United States regime's vassal nations, such as Australia, will accept. Rudd's rules-based international order is really just an attempt to impose a United States empire to replace the United Nations. The United Nations is owned by the United States. It is trying to break away from U.S. control, and the nations behind it, European nations especially, are really trying to empower the UN because they realize that nobody is going to be able to stop America as she moves forward for world hegemony. You can't stop her. You can't. So they would impose the U.S. empire to replace the United Nations, and that won't be able to be done without a third world war in which the United States and its allies go to war against the rest of the world and win. Remember, we were talking about Albert Pike's here about 2 weeks ago. Albert Pike's plan for three world wars. We've gone through two. Now we're right at the precipice of a third world war. Well, it's all in the black and the white. Now, going back to the Obama administration, in May of 2014, the president spoke to the military. Here's what he stated. The United States is and remains the one indispensable nation. That has been true for the century past and will be true for the century to come. Russia's aggression toward former Soviet states unnerves capitals in Europe, while China's economic rise and military reach worries its neighbors. They could look ahead, the occult world that looks ahead, And they could see China's rise to power, along with the problems Russia was going to pose. Well, we're going to continue with this in a little bit. And 1360KHNC.com podcast every week, Monday through Thursday, 3 to 4. I'm sorry, 2 to 3, Rick Rodriguez. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC. Back in the
USSR. Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude, we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction. And I told you so.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. And I forgot to mention that I'm the host, Rick Rodriguez. On Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. It's a radio church program. All these podcasts, all things, all programs streamed always. And on 1360KHNC.com. Podcasts for the hosts during the week and on the weekend, also on podcast, or on podcast, 1360KHNC.com. So, going back to what President Obama stated in May of 2014 to the military, I'll begin again. The United States is and remains the one indispensable nation. That has been true for the century past, and will be true for the century to come. What is he saying? He is telling the world and the military. Why the military? Because it's going to be the military that is going to carry out the plan of the rulers of the world that run this country, that America will be the nation. What Adolf Hitler could not do to bring about a thousand-year Third Reich, he's basically saying the United States will do it. This is our century. The occult world, at the end of 1999, stated that the next century will be a satanic century. And if you look at what's happened to the present, here you have, they're going to have baby Baphomet there in Illinois in a manger beside the baby Jesus in a manger, baby Baphomet. Then they have this beast out of Revelation chapter 13, kind of a type, a statue placed in front of the United Nations in New York City. This is an indicator to the American people. God is warning the American people. This is now part of our culture. It is only going to become more prevalent. You're not going to stop it. It's too late. Now, this president goes on to say, Russia's aggression toward former Soviet states unnerves capitals in Europe. Aggression toward the nations just like the Ukraine and the nations of Yugoslavia, Bosnia, etc. So it unnerves capitals in Europe. While China's economic rise, so in other words, he demonized Russia already, and they've continued this plan to demonize Russia to the very present. It was because of Russia that Hillary Clinton did not become president. It is Russia that is carrying out all of the CIA programs to digital corruption, all this tech stuff. Russia's aggression toward former Soviet states unnerves capitals in Europe, while China's economic rise and military reach worries its neighbors. From Brazil to India, rising middle classes compete with us, and government seeks a greater say in global forums. It will be your generation's task to respond to this new world. In other words, the people that were the 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old people roughly 8 years ago, 7 years ago, that is their generation. It is their responsibility to respond to the new world. All of this is dark speech. So in other words, what he was saying, according to the article, this is ZeroHedge.com, 12/19/2021, Tyler Durden, I like his writings, he's pretty sharp. In short, all other nations are dispensable, and all rising and competing less wealthy nations are enemies to whom your generation's task is to respond militarily to that economic competition from such enemies. And the spirit in which the proposed rules-based international order would be imposed upon the world. A rules-based international order. America, American order, the empire's order. And now Russia is demanding that America stand down from America's demand to replace the United Nations by its own international dictatorship. Russia finally is telling Americans that only the United Nations is and will be the source of international laws. America won't. Well, the people in Washington don't like this. They don't like Russia, the fact that Russia is interfering with the plans of the globalists internationally. forcing America to having to wait to move forward with her plans for world hegemony. At the same time, Russia is working with China. And these two nations together, the U.S. really cannot take them out. They're too powerful. And now that Russia and China are pretty much their economies are going to be run of, apart from the the oil economy, the petrodollar, because they're going to be out of the petrodollar system. They're going to be able to be they're not going to be controlled. And the other thing is India is also moving that direction. Other nations are planning to move that direction. America is not going to allow it. Now, Russia is demanding that just as the originator of the United Nations, FDR, he had intended since the 11th of August, 1941, the intention was even before America entered World War II, and until his death in 1945, when he was replaced by Truman, that all empires needed to end, all empires need to be ended now and replaced by a United Nations. That's what he felt back then. And at last, fully empowered to make and to judge and to impose international laws so that all geostrategically important weaponry will be placed under the United Nations control, as FDR had intended. And Russia is now, in effect, demanding that this finally be done. Russia is demanding that all empires, including America, must be replaced by a United Nations. And you see what's happening with Russia is not for a global agenda, but Russia is stating, well, the UN control is going to be better than American world hegemony, and is just trying to throw wrenches into the guts of this whole thing. It's not going to happen. So we'll be back. Hold on. We'll continue and finish this article. Rick Rodriguez.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
What do you do when you
So the way I view this is this is pretty sharp. This is a real strategy by Putin. So now the UN is thinking, whoa, you know, we're all for this strategy. Definitely, all international control for military should come under our umbrella. And who is it that supports and brought into existence the UN? Well, it was the people like Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum, Alan Dulles, people in Europe. These people brought the UN. They wanted to be the UN. The UN was going to be America's controlling arm internationally. So the European nations are thinking, you know, we really should be the one organization to control everything. And the United States is saying, no, we are going to be the empire, the hegemonic ruling empire of the world, not the UN. We own the UN. We support the UN. We fund the UN. We put the chokehold on anybody that doesn't go along with our policies at the UN. So you have a conflict taking place. Pretty good strategy by Russia, in my opinion, in my view. So now it goes on to say that, so Russia is in effect demanding that this finally, FDR's plan for a UN that controls the militaries of the world, Russia is saying it should be put in place. It's demanding that all empires, including America, must be replaced by a United Nations that will be reformed in the image of that FDR had been advocating since August 11, 1941. Russia is demanding now the end of the neoconservatism that Truman brought in on the 25th of July, 1945. This is when the United States became already the controlling power of the world. And now that America has had a taste of this type of power, fentanyl doesn't compare. So Truman decided that, and he worshipped pretty much Eisenhower, that either the Soviet Union would take over the world, is going to be either the Soviet Union or is going to be America. And Eisenhower chose America to take over the world. Eisenhower's policies when he became president were to make America great, even back then. People don't like that term, but it's true. Then all presidents following have had that same plan. It was a plan so that the world would be controlled by America's billionaires who now control the United States government. This is the truth. And who is going to benefit if the United States is able to move toward world hegemony? The billionaires. What companies do the billionaires, along with pharmaceutical companies, all these, what are the other companies where the billionaires make their billions and billions of dollars? The arms manufacturers. This is where they get their gravy. It's a gravy train. They're riding the military-industrial complexes. Everything. Whether it be Air Force, whether it be Marines, Navy, the billions and trillions, they don't even talk about billions anymore, talk about trillions and trillions of dollars spent on weapons. And of the trillions spent on weapons, minimum 50%, I believe, goes into the hands of these people that have stock in these corporations that build bullets to tanks, to bombers, to nukes, to spacecraft. So what we're witnessing is we are watching now this whole plan for the Third World War taking place. There's not going to be just a Third World War. there was going to be a fourth, and there were going to be other wars, a combination of wars. But all wars are going to eventually funnel into a valley north of Jerusalem called Megiddo. All of these nations, at this point, all the nations have a great, there a lot of their much gross national product is going to armament, going to military, going to military weapons. And God said at the end of the world that they would take the plowshare, the metals used for producing food, they would take the metals, the industry, to make weapons for war. And that is exactly what is happening. The nations now are doing exactly what God said would happen. They are, if they can't manufacture, if they can't make the weapons as a nation, they'll buy them. They'll get them from somewhere. But the plowshares, all the everything needed to produce food is going to be, the industry is going to be geared toward war. This is what's happening, where it's right in front of us. Many people can't see it. They're too caught up in trying to make a living. They're caught up really, in a sense, watching what's happening with the vaccinations, which we should watch, not saying we shouldn't. But at the same time, God gave us two eyes, so we have peripheral vision, so that we can see not only what's before us, but we can see to what's to the left, to the right, and we can stay focused, because there's danger on all sides. Now, I know that many people don't believe that America is in the Bible. That's why I brought some verses to end the program that talks about America. And it is in Isaiah chapter 47. And there is a nation that has, at the end of the world, has never suffered defeat, has never been conquered. We're going to talk about that as we close out. Okay, we'll be back. Hang on.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
life, we have some. We're going to finish out today's program. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. I'll be here tomorrow and Thursday, 2 to 3. Sunday, again, from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. So this is the season to really enjoy family and to focus on the Son of God. Now, you know, I had to think about Emmanuel Macron's wife being a man, but I think he's 25 years older than Emmanuel, and then now possibly that this Prime Minister of, was it New Zealand? She's also a transsexual. I have her name, but I have it buried. I put it away. And then also Joan Rivers talking about Michael Obama being a transsexual, and the poor girl, poor lady, dies just shortly thereafter in a procedure in a dental office. Accident? No, no, no. People that expose this type of evil, they get the flu, whether it be through the Clintons, or whether it be through the Bushes, or whether it be through the Obamas. Everybody gets the flu, and it's not the COVID. It's a different kind of a flu. Now, concerning America, is it in the Bible? Isaiah chapter 47. There is a nation at the end of the world that has never been conquered. And this nation, it is going to be eventually destroyed. But before it's destroyed, it is called the hammer of the whole earth. This nation God will use as a hammer to destroy the nations. Why? They don't go along with the New World Order, the global agenda. How will they do it? Bombs, missiles, weather warfare, hunger, famine, diseases. And also they will use it by, they will take over the nations of the world and the cities of the world through a green movement, through the environmental movement, through the climate change movement. This is the way, the laws that are going to be put in place, that are already being in place, that are already there, that exist. Yes, if you don't take the COVID vaccine, you may not be able to buy and sell. But they have other means too, to keep you, to control you, to own you, to destroy you, to kill you. The green movement, carbon credits, where you live in pretty much abject poverty, and forcing you to move toward taking a mark and worshiping an image, a monster that will sit and be located in the temple in Jerusalem for 3.5 years in the Great Tribulation, the Christian Great Tribulation. But O Babylon, the unconquered, come and sit in the dust. Your days of glory, your pomp and honor are going to end. You're never again will you be called the lovely princess, tender and delicate. God said that heavy millstones are going to be put about her neck. We can't finish that, but transvestites that are married to presidents of nations. We'll be back tomorrow with Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcast Top Talk AM Radio. See you tomorrow.
Hey, listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available. Daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability. Ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS.
That's 970-663-7297.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.